I'm not saying that my heart's really sort of heavy because I feel there's something going to happen. I don't know exactly when, but there's something coming up. And I don't think that people are really ready, that even the Christians are really, their hearts are with this world and their churches in this world. And I think there has to be a real separation in this last hour. And I just feel for the people that are going to be found not ready.
Amen.
Go ahead now.
Good morning. It's Sunday morning here at the living room, and Brother Freedom is here, and some of us have gathered. We're just thanking the Lord for His goodness, and it's just such a privilege to be here to join you on the internet. I pray that you'll just listen all the way through and have patience, because the Holy Ghost falls at the time that He wants and begins to lift the message in a wonderful way. Lord, we praise You. And we thank You for this day. Lord, we thank You for the sunshine. We thank You for the fresh air. We thank You, Lord, for Your love. We thank You for Jesus. We thank You for the blood that washes our sin away. We thank You for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We thank You for Your word. Lord, everything good comes from You, and You're the author of good things. We just praise You and glorify You. We pray a blessing on Brother Freedom today and on us here and the listener out there in Jesus' name. Micah has some scripture for us that Brother Freedom has selected.
This is Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night for ever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened. Which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful day and these great promises, Lord. Let our names be found in your book of life. That's what we desire, Lord. We pray for your touch this day and your anointing upon Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, precious Father, for this another beautiful day that we can worship you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers our sins, that cleanses us, that makes us whole. Thank you for the healing power that's in that blood. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit surrounding us today, covering each one of us with your anointing. Help us to have ears to hear what you have to say. We praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Father, we just do praise you this day. We thank you for everlasting love. Oh, for that joy that's unspeakable, full of your glory. And Father, we thank you for your healing hand that touches us day by day. Lord God, we thank you for your blessings that helps us day by day to walk that narrow way. And Lord, I'm thankful that you're mindful of all of our tribulations, all of our troubles, and you're here to console us, to bless us, to touch us in a very great and mighty way. And this last hour, you want to make yourself known to your people. And Father, I believe that you're doing it. Touch the beloveds this day in a mighty way. Lord God, let them respect that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Glory. You made all. Everything was made by with you, and nothing was made without you. And Father, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you for all that you've made. You made the heavens, earth, and all that in them is. And you are the Creator that made the very breath, the air that we breathe, all the substance that we live on while we're here. You are our great provider. Oh, praise God, you are our liberator. You are, oh, our justifier. You are that one that helps us forever and ever. And Lord God, we thank you for your precious Son, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, what you've done. And Lord, we thank you what you went through. And you lived a spotless life here upon earth. Oh, praise God, we thank you for that. Oh, and you was that perfect sacrifice. Oh, a sacrifice without blemish. And Father, we thank you for your Son. And Jesus, we thank you for the promises. You told us you'd send forth the Comforter, and he will reprove the world of sin, and he'll live and abide within us until you take us back home. And Lord, we thank you for that precious promises. Oh, praise God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lord God, for this wonderful day. What a privilege it is here to live in your presence. And Father, just praise you this day. For victory this day. I pray for victory throughout the world today. Wherever you are, you have a victorious way. It's going to be blessed by God. Oh, Lord, there's nothing can come upon you. You dwell in the single place of the Most High. God is going to bless you. He's going to minister to you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to heal you. He's going to help console you. Oh, praise God. God has it all in all. God bless you this day. I pray that God bless you and have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast out and out of darkness. Talks about the first resurrection and the second resurrection. If you go through the first resurrection, you don't have to face the second. So God has he's got some shortcuts for those that are saved. The sinner's got some long things that go ahead of them. So they're going to live, they're going to be. When people say, well, you don't care about what happens to them because, you know, there's a lot's going to happen. The child of God, when he leaves, praise God, he's going to be in the presence of God. Glory to God. Because his name is written down in that big book of life. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. If God be for you, nothing can be against you. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. And it's only a few days, and we're going to live with him in sunshine forever and ever and ever. Oh, praise God, for the sun is, there's no need of light. His presence just illuminates everything. Praise God. There's going to be no need of the sun because in the presence of God is light. Glorious light. It's not like the light we have now that burns you, that you have to go find the shade. No, you're going to be in the presence of God. It's just right, exactly. It's just, you know, God made us to fit with him. It don't fit with the ways of the world. Our life, when we go in the walk of the world, there's recompense, there's problems. We get out here and live a loose life. Pretty soon you're sick in body. And that's why there's so many hospitals in this land. Because this all happened because of sin. All these, everything takes place is results of mankind not being where they are, would be with God, should be with God. So they're not would be with God then, they've left with God. And they find themselves in a state of trouble. You see campaigns to this land, they call you all the time. Would you send us money in this because we need to do research on cancer, we need to do all these things. God is the answer for all that. That's like going out here and going down the highway and you say, well, I don't need any tires anymore, I'm just taking this. That's what we do. God gives mankind
sense. If you follow this word, you're going to be happy. You'll be blessed. And what you see here, you're not even looking at it. We're not, with the things that we see, we don't even look at it. This it's not for me. I don't see nothing of the world because I see God. My seeing is not of the world. But the average person is out of the world. What do you see? Oh, well, we're in a room here, you know. But what I see, the presence of God is in this room. It's different. God's here to enhance us, to bless us, to supersede all the problems we face. We'll have a lightness of our heavy load. He takes away our heavy burdens. He takes away our cares. He takes away every problem, our illnesses, all of our things that bother us. Because what we do in lifetime, we start taking on the things of this world. And rapidly, little babies start taking on. And if they're not taught, by their 15, 16, 17, 18, they're getting in troubles. They're in troublesome years, and even your early teens. And when the wicked gets in, the fire, then it even changes more than like now you go to big cities, and you're not safe. Even the children get out there and they got mean. It's all meanness. They don't have the right spirit. They got the wrong spirit, so they don't have no. They're just aggressive. They're to do evil. And evil hurts you. God doesn't hurt you. Anytime. He's there to love you. He's there to bless you. But evilness comes from the anti-God, and the anti-Christ. The anti-one that's against us. And from a child, we start learning this. We start it very early because we want the first things, having your own way. And I've seen Christians, if they couldn't have their own way, oh, nobody could get along with them. And that's the first thing that God wants to break, having your own way. Don't solve, praise God. God has so much blessings. Don't fret. But praise God. Look for Him for all the areas that He has. And then your name is going to be written down in the book of life. It'll never go through this world. It'll go through you'll go with this book. And it goes with you. And in this life, God is with us. I thought about this week. God seen these bulldozers that I worked on. Before there was ever a bulldozer. I see now what he talked about. He knew all. He was going to get this. If it was on the mind, he put this in their mind. Because this day could happen. The jet aircraft, he put it in their minds. First to go to prop. That's not good enough. So then they go to jet. Turbines. But God did it all. Man didn't do it. Look how the airports are expanded. They had to expand because of what man made. To get travel almost down, or actually the speed of sound, it's almost past that. Man has really succeeded in doing the things that God gave them, but they see it themselves. Only our gene eternal recognized it was God. Under the Meshimo, it was Him, and God was the one that helped us in all our dealings. He is, I'll come and shoot him up. The glory is coming down. And I felt real bad here. And I feel real good. He is the ranger. He is the one, the motivator. He is the keeper. He is your Savior. And truly, if you know Him as your Lord and Savior, oh, you should be so happy. You should be ecstatic. Nothing can harm you. No ill can harm you. No plague can come nigh into thy dwelling. And only one on thine eyes shall thou receive the reward of the wicked. You're not going to receive nothing. You may see it, but that's all you're going to have. But the world, they get all of the buns of troubles. Troublesome times. Got to have a fire department because we've got fires. We got to have all these things. We got to have policemen to make sure that people don't do evil. It all can be corrected if you follow God. You don't need them. God is the answer. There ain't going to be no morticians either pretty soon because we're going to another place. There's no morticians up there. Hallelujah! It's life everlasting. Oh, we must die out here to ourselves. Oh, to this world. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. I'm going to heaven. I'm going there by and by. My Savior calls, and I'm going to see Him. Oh, praise God. What a hallelujah time. A day of rejoicing. A day. Oh, praise God. Touch your heart. I wish everybody could hear what I'm saying today, because it's real. It's a special. I was brought down the bottom this week, and I'm on the top this week right now. I used to stay up here all the time trying to stroke, but now I've got this added weight. But praise God, weight's going to fall off one of these days, and I'm going to fly to heaven. Oh, praise God, He's coming through the clouds of glory, and I am going to be the first one of mine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sweet Jesus, I'm going to be first. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to go forth with His mighty power. The arrangement that He's made is so glorious. Oh, there's no pitfalls in the things of God. Oh, they are liberators. Oh, the churches don't even know how to preach no more. That bondage, that God's here to take away that bondage. The bondage, the church is full of bondages. Hear me. Full of bondage. God comes to take away that bondage. That bondage is rubbish. It'll take you nowhere but to hell. Hell's full of bondages. The church needs to be set free. For they're a part of the head and very soul of feet. Oh, praise God that they would have an everlasting love and an everlasting peace. The joy of the Lord is their strength. Not the joy of man. Not the joy in a vacation. Not the joy in having things. It's not in these things. But your joy comes the reality of what God is. This body lives on that. You go this other way, you know, everybody's tempted sometimes. But their world has nothing to offer you out there. Satan tells you, yeah, you need to come. Oh, you need to go to Reno. You need to go to Las Vegas. You need to go to wherever these places are and do all this wicked thing. No, no, no. Tell them to go butt it. Give it to someone else. Give it to the angels. Because they're going to live in that place forever and ever. Where the angels are going, it wasn't meant for us. But the church has failed. They never told man that there's a reality that God is present within you. Greater is He that's in you than He is in the world. The world has its problems. God has the answers. Yes, the devil comes against you, but praise God, you've got to out of that and say, get up, flee from you. I'm going to draw nigh to God and we'll resist this devil and he'll flee from me. All these, when you're in bondage, the more you try to work that, the harder that Satan kicks against you. And it's a no-win situation. You're not going to win there, sir, by doing it then yourself. You're going to be lost. You're going to be bound. And God's the answer. But man has never went to that place that they sought the one that can help them. He is reality, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, and He's come here to bless you. I still live in this humanistic body, but boy, one means I'm going to get back and it's going to have some life in it. I'm going to be on fire for God. Greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world. My leg is about to stop, but it's not going to keep me from going. God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is He that's in me than the one I face. My tomorrow is in the Lord, and your out there today should be in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way. Jesus paid in full. That you might have more abundant life. You know what abundant life is? It's, I have not seen, neither heard, neither knows what it is. That's abundant. It's beyond describing. It's beyond explaining. It's not beyond all these dictionaries. Now they don't have paper to say what abundant life is. Abundance is beyond the abundance. It's not a sad life. It's an abundant life. It's full of God. But because your name is going to be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, praise God, and that name's written down. Oh, praise God, you've got a ticket to heaven. Oh, you don't have to worry. You're richer than a millionaire because He cares. Hallelujah. You've invested in the right bank. The bank account. The bank of heaven. Lay not for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and doth corrupt. We'll stop right there because that's where most of our people, they're investing on things that corrupt. They invest in their well, let's go do this. But it's not hooked with God. The Lord wants to be personally involved. And you say, well, this is no sin. Yeah, that's no sin, but there's no involvement with Him. See, He made us that we've become, in 80 years, we get involved in Him. But in 80 years, we're ready for the mortuary. And they lay us out, and we're flat on our back, and we died that way. God was alive! Hallelujah! I'm 80 almost, and I'm alive! God's here to supersede all problems. He's here to bless you. He's here to keep you. He's here to save you. If you'll confess Him as your personal Savior, He'll confess you. If you live for Him, He's going to live with Him forever. If you speak to Him, He's going to speak to you forever and ever and ever. But the thing is, we sort of want to do it on ourselves. We want to sit back here and say, I don't need your help. God takes that as an insult. Now, I would too. He made us. He loved us so much. He loves us so much. We can't imagine. Scoffers talk about scoffers. The Christians are the biggest scoffers ever was. Scoffers come saying, where is the promise of His coming? Saying, where is the promise? They say it all the time. There's no promise. He's not. I heard on TV, he'd be left maybe 1,000 years from now. We don't know. Well, the Bible says we know the season. We don't know the hour. But if you're a child of God, God can let you know a few things. And I think that we're in that season. We're in that time. Praise God. A time of rejoicing. A time of everlasting peace. And whenever you see God, I'll tell you, there's nothing that takes away your affection toward Him, His affection toward you. It's beyond getting. You do it here by faith, but then it's going to be real. That's what's going to happen. But we got to prove ourselves here to get it in here. I'm sorry to say, but there's going to be, what He's told me is really true. Many are called, but few are going to be chosen. We need to be in that first resurrection. I'll tell you out there today, you need to be in that first resurrection. If you don't know what it is, read the last 20th chapter of Revelations. Read 21st. Tells what the requirements are in a couple of little first chapters there. In the first chapter talks a lot too. The church wasn't where it should be. I'm telling you today, the church is not where it should be. I'm very sad because the church should be so full of God. No, the church is full of things. There are things in man's way. You can feel it when you get in this presence. It's just man. God's here to resolve those things, to make you whole in Him. That's what you were born for this day to be in the book of life. He didn't get you born to be put in the book of hell. He'd give you to have a book of life that you can live forever and ever and ever. And while you're here, you can have the peace that passes all and the joy of the Lord is your strength. You can have the fulfillment of what life is all about. If God be for you, who can be against you? No one. Oh, 1,000 shall fall to the side. 10,000. But it shall not come nigh unto thee. Only with thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. God's multiplication is so beyond. With you and the Lord, you're more than just you and Him. They're not going to defeat you. 1,000, 10,000. If God be for you, there's nothing. God has a multiplication that brings power, power, power. And this body, remember, was built for God. That's why there's so much cancer. That's why there's so many heart attacks. I might die of a heart attack, but it's what I'm saying. I know that God's God. God is God. God's here to touch you throughout the world today, wherever you are. And you need to seek God this day in a very special way. You need to call upon Him. You can do this by yourself. You don't need no one to help you. And you said, if the Bible said, if you believe on Him and confess Him, that's Lord Jesus in your heart, you shall be saved. And you can do that right where you are. And then you can just start meeting the business of God. And God's going to come to your side and start blessing you. He's going to fulfill you with many wonderful things. But God's the answer. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And this word, the King James Version, is really, I believe, pretty accurate. And I believe if you'll use it, There's a lot of things you may not know you don't have to worry about. I ate it, and you can eat it too. Pretty soon God gives you revelation. If God, remember, if God be for you, who can be against you? God bless you this day. I pray that God bless you in a mighty way. I pray that God will lift you up by your collar of yourself and bless you. And if you need a spanking, I pray that He'll get that, give you a good family and set you free, that you might be a blessing of God. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. We're glad you came in the living room. And yes, truly, the Holy Ghost is here. He's here now. Praise the Lord. Amen.